Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Abaya Juma, Odin Kuma, and then Bibi Abaye, I said, Bibi Ban is one in the Sabah in Beshenu. And yes, Rabbi,
no,
yes, you said, the Awakano, on yet Nebuswano, and Womakuma, and told him
to start with the tribute.
Medasopa, a jump at all constituency.
La Radecoto Conference Chairman. Mariega. One day was Shiake, Menebine Barinao. Was Tamone, I rehumi wata, of him where you are reho. A Jacanone Pane Eco Bakuda,
Environment Science and Technology, and the National Democratic Congress. So the rep from NADBO, please step forward. While we wait for the rep from NADBO, National Security Council Secretariat should get ready, followed by the Ghana Armed Forces, Ministry of Defense, and Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology, and National Democratic Congress. Thank you.
By the National Disaster Management Organization in honor of the late Samuel Abuaje. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. James 4:14. Today, we gather with heavy hearts to honor the life and legacy of a remarkable leader, the late Samuel Abuaje. Abuaje was appointed to the National Disaster Management Organization on 24 February 2025 as the Deputy Director General in charge of protocol. Although his time with us was brief, his impacts will be felt forever. Abuaje left with vision and integrity, demonstrating unwavering commitment to duty. His greatest strength was his humility. He treated everyone with respect and warmth, regardless of their position. His infectious smile made him both approachable and unforgettable. He worked alongside everyone, opened his doors for all, and offered encouragement. His legacy is one of humility and subtle strength, which drew people to him and made them value him. Every decision Abuaje made was guided by a deep sense of responsibility, not only to the work, but also to the people he served. moment when he came to give all for the cause he believed in, he did so with the same courage and selflessness that defined his life. Although young in years, his functional age, marked by his wisdom, strength, and compassion, surpassed his chronological age. He was a promising star who made every person feel valued, seen, and appreciated. As we mourn his passing, we also celebrate his life, a life that shone brightly, even though brief. His story is not one of tragedy alone, but of honor, service, and love for humanity. Rest well, Samuel Abaji. Your smile, kindness, and humble spirit would remain in our hearts forever. Fare you well, Sammy.
Thank you very much. We now invite the rep from National Security Council Secretariat to step forward to do the tribute. As he comes, the rep from the Ghanaian Forces and that of Ministry of Defense should get prepared. Thank you. Tribute from the National Security Council Secretariat. On behalf of the National Security Coordinator, Senior Management, and the entire staff of the National Security Council Secretariat and its agencies, I offer my condolences to the families of our colleagues and comrades who tragically left us on Wednesday, 6th August 2025. Indeed, we at the Secretariat are yet to come to terms with this tragedy. The vacuum created by the loss will forever be etched in Ghana's history. Their individual achievements and contributions to national development are visibly compelling and exemplary. The Secretariat remains inspired by the legacy of humility, dedication, and service of our own Sande Perura, Alhaji Mohammed Muniru Limuna, the late acting Deputy National Security Coordinator in charge of human security, and commit to carry on with his quest for a safer, just, and resilient Ghana. His time with us was very brief, but his vision will endure for years to come. Today, we are very clear in our minds that he and the seven other heroes served Ghana to the end. Undoubtedly, though no longer with us, we are assured that their work have and will contribute to His Excellency the President's drive to enhancing national security and the overall reset agenda of Ghana. This morning, our prayer is that the Almighty God, the Creator of the universe, grants their souls peace and a restful place in eternity. We wish the families peace, comfort, and true grace in these difficult times. Fare thee well, our eight heroes. Amen. It's now time for the Ghanaian Forces to read a tribute. The rep from the Ghanaian Forces, please step forward. Tribute by the Ghana Armed Forces to our fallen heroes. Squadron Leader Peter Bafemi Anala was a consummate aviation professional whose distinguished career was defined by exceptional piloting skills, aviation technical knowledge, and an unwavering commitment to flight safety. After commissioning in 2014, he earned multiple qualifications, including private and commercial rotorcraft licenses, an instrument rating, and postgraduate specializations in air transportation, safety, and accident investigation. As a mentor and trainer, he shaped the competence and discipline of junior officers, reinforcing the operational readiness of the Ghana Armed Forces. Flying of Samanen, Tum, and Pedu was an emerging operational talent whose precision, quick adaptability, and mission readiness distinguished him from the outset. Commissioned into the operations branch of the Ghana Air Force in 2021, after military training in the United Kingdom, he consistently demonstrated high technical proficiency in flight operations and crew member duties. Manane's methodical approach to mission planning, eagerness to absorb complex operational procedures, and ability to execute with accuracy marked him as a future leader in military aviation. Sergeant Mensah Addo Ernest was a highly skilled aircraft technician whose professional competence directly impacted the operational availability and safety of the Z9 fleet in Takoradi. Enlisted in 2021 and certified as an aircraft technician in 2016, Sergeant Mensah possessed exceptional diagnostic and maintenance skills, ensuring adherence to the highest engineering and airworthiness standards. Beyond his technical excellence, he was an effective mentor, particularly encouraging young female technicians to develop their expertise and resilience in the demanding field of aviation maintenance. These three heroes served with courage, professionalism, and loyalty to God and country. They paid the ultimate price, and the Ghana Armed Forces is eternally grateful for their sacrifice. Their memories will inspire generations, and their legacies will live on in every mission flown and every aircraft maintained in service of our nation. Rest well, gallant warriors. The Ghana Armed Forces salute you.
Thank you, sir. We now invite the Rev from the Ministry of Defense. And while the Ministry of Defense comes, the Rev from Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology should get prepared.
To the late Honorable Dr. Edward Kofi Omanebuama by the Ministry of Defense. The nation stands in solemn mourning as we bid farewell to an exceptional, a visionary, and a dedicated leader. The late Honorable Dr. Edward Kofi Omanebuama, his tragic passing alongside seven others in the helicopter crash of 6 August 2025 has left an irreplaceable void in the hearts of Ghanaians, the Ghana Armed Forces, and the entire Ministry of Defense. Dr. Omane Buama assumed office at the Ministry on 30th January 2025. His tenure as Minister for Defense, though brief, was marked by transformative leadership, innovation, and a firm commitment to excellence. His vision was to have a modernized, expanded GAF, responsive to the needs of the country, with highly motivated and happier troops, as well as committed defense civil staff for the nation building. This was not just a statement, but a mission he pursued with passion. Hence, retooling GAF and ensuring the welfare of personnel were his priorities. As part of the Reset Ghana agenda, he championed the president's directive to revitalize the Defense Industries Holding Company Limited, DHOC, envision its expansion into Defense Industrial Development Corporation with private sector integration. His dream was for DHOC to spearhead Ghana's industrial revolution, ensuring self-sufficiency in military production and reducing dependency on imports. Tragically, he was to receive the expert report on this transformative agenda just days after his untimely demise. He was a leader who empowered those around him. He entrusted his deputy minister with significant responsibilities, fostering teamwork and shared purpose. His support for government initiatives such as the Feed Ghana program, 24-hour economy, and the fight against illegal mining demonstrated his deep commitment to national progress. His directive to GAF was for all units to engage in farming, especially in poultry and Konketenkete projects, to reduce food expenditure. This was a testament to his practical and innovative approach to problem solving. A medical doctor by profession, he brought his expertise to bear on improving healthcare delivery in the Ghana Armed Forces. Though he wanted to be appraised with challenges, he demanded possible solutions, encouraging critical thinking and accountability. As we mourn his passing, we take solace in the indelible mark he left on Ghana's defense architecture and the lives he touched. He was a good man with a kind heart, a leader we will greatly miss. To his family, the Ghana Armed Forces, and the nation at large, we extend our deepest condolences. May his soul and the souls of the seven others who perished with him rest in perfect peace. Farewell, Honorable Dr. Kofi Omanebuama. Your service was exemplary, your vision transformative, and your memory eternal.
Thank you very much. We'll now invite the Rev from the Minister of Environment, Science and Technology, after which that of the National Democratic Congress will be read.
Tribute in honor of the late Dr. Ibrahim Murtala Mohammed, MP, by the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology and its sector agencies. It is with profound grief and heavy hearts that the Ministry of Environment, Science and Technology and its sector agencies mourn the sudden and tragic loss of our beloved Honorable Minister, Dr. Ibrahim Murtala Mohammed, MP. We join the nation today in mourning the demise of an astute politician, a scholar, and an activist for sustainable environmental management, science and technology. At midday Wednesday, 6 August, management received with shock and disbelief news of the passing of their beloved Honorable Minister, together with the Defense Minister and 6 others, in a military helicopter crash while on national assignment. This tragedy has robbed the Ministry of a leader, a development enthusiast, and above all, a father. The Honorable Minister assumed duty in February 2025 with a vision to build a robust and sustainable environmental management, science and technology ecosystem. He was a passionate advocate for sustainable environmental development, science and technology. His aspirations for a greener future for generations unborn inspired his One Child, One Tree project, launched on the World Environment Day celebrations held in 2025, which aims to foster environmental awareness, particularly among children and the public, to see tree planting as a moral duty and a responsibility. He advocated for stronger interministerial agency collaboration to address Ghana's environmental challenges. Dr. Murtala Ibrahim Mohammed was more than a minister. He was a great mentor whose influence extended beyond his official duties. He led and inspired. He operated an open door policy, receiving everyone from high-ranking officials to ordinary citizens with the same warmth and respect. He would often say with that charming smile, and I quote, "I don't have a door," end of quote. His demise is a tremendous loss to MES, Ghana, and the African continent, particularly in the area of environment science and technology leadership. As we mourn this irreplaceable loss, we must honor Dr. Mohammed's memory by continuing the work he began. His vision for a more sustainable, technological advanced Ghana must not perish with him. We owe it to his memory and to the seven other souls who perished alongside to carry forward the programs and initiatives he championed. Our deepest condolences go to the bereaved family and the entire nation, especially the people of Tamale Central, whom he so faithfully represented in Parliament. The ministry stands with you in this moment of sorrow, united in honoring the life and the legacy of this remarkable statesman. May the soul of Dr. Ibrahim Murtala Mohammed rest in eternal peace, and may his family, friends, and colleagues find solace in knowing that he died as he lived in dedicated service to his beloved Ghana. We take comfort in the words of contained in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 156. We indeed belong to Allah, and to Allah shall we return. May Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus.
We now invite the Rev from the National Democratic Congress, after which the band will give us a short musical interlude while the families prepare to give their tributes. Thank you.
The National Democratic Congress mourns the passing of one of its towering stalwarts, Dr. Samuel Sapon, affectionately known as Sammy Tuga and Castro. Born on 10th November 1957 to Mrs. Kwabena Mensah Sapon of blessed memory and Mrs. Agnes Boachi Sapon, he rose from humble beginnings to become a distinguished public servant, politician, and community leader, whose life was defined by selfless service, discipline, and unwavering loyalty to party and country. His formative years took him through primary school, middle school. He proceeded from there to Osetutu Secondary School and Wesley College, where he trained as a teacher and distinguished himself as a cross-country runner and high jumper. After teaching physical education in Asante Tree at Juaben Secondary School 1981-82, his leadership qualities soon landed him a role within the PNDC and stationed in the Ijesu Juaben district, overseeing the program of action to mitigate the social cause of adjustment, PAMSCAD. A pursuit of higher knowledge took him to Cuba to study criminology and later to Bulgaria for further studies. Upon his return, he served with the special branch, now BNI, the Ashanti Regional Investigation Committee, and the Serious Fraud Office, rising to acting director for the Northern Sector, covering five regions: Ashanti, Brongahafo, Northern, Upper East, and Upper West regions. He later served in the reconstituted Economic and Organized Crime Office, EOCO. Dr. Sampo's political career blossomed under the NDC. President Evans Mills appointed him as the mayor of Kumasi in 2009. And under President John Dramani Mahama, he was elevated to Ashanti Regional Minister in 2013, and later Central Regional Minister. He also served as Managing Director of the State Housing Company and was NDC's parliamentary candidate in the Nshiawaso constituency in 2016. At the time of his passing, he was the National Vice Chairman of the NDC. A role he carried out with a quiet dignity, discipline, and unshakable loyalty. A founding member of the NDC in Ashanti region, Dr. Sapon was instrumental in building the party of it and Shaisu. He treated all with respect, regardless of political affiliation, creed, and color. His humility endeared him to the grassroots of the party as much as to all national leaders. He's calm, dependable, and meticulous. He was a leader who believed in service above self, a quality rooted in his background as a police officer. Beyond politics, he was installed at Nkosuhini of Cape Coast and was a devoted family man, married to Mrs. Hannah Sapon and blessed with 5 children, 4 sons and 1 daughter. On that fateful day, Dr. Sapon's life of service was cut short in the line of duty when he lost his life with 7 other gallant compatriots in a tragic helicopter crash at Sikaman in the Ashanti region. The NDC has lost more than a leader. We've lost a pillar of integrity, a strategist, and a unifier, whose wisdom and courage were invaluable to our cause. His absence leaves a deep void in our collective struggle and the hearts of all who knew him. Dr. Samuel Sapon's legacy will forever be etched in the history of our great party and the memory of the nation he served so faithfully. His life reminds us that true leadership is measured not by titles held, but by the lives we've touched and the values we've upheld. Rest well, comrade. Your work is done. Your race is run. And your name will live in the annals of the NDC. Kades may go, Kades may come, but the revolution has come to stay. Rest in perfect peace.
Thank you very much, sir. We'll now listen to a short musical interlude from the band, after which the families will give their tribute. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Bana. So we now ask the families, starting with the rep from Dr. Edward Kofi Omanibuama's family, please step forward. Followed by Dr. Samuel Sapong, Mr. Samuel Abuaji, Squadron Leader Peter Bafemi Anala, Flight Officer Manem Chum Ampedu, and Sergeant Adu Mensa Ernest. The rep from Dr. Edward Kofi Omanibuama's family.
By the wife of Honorable Dr. Kofi Omanibuama. When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well, it is well with my soul. Kofi B, as I affectionately called you, we were destined to be together. Though I was not a medical student, fate brought us together on that fateful day when we boarded the medical school bus. Our friendship started and was nothing short of love and adventure. Our night walks from my home to buy kinky and fish and vice versa. I looked forward to visiting you in school so we could embark on our love walk to buy kinky and fish. Thus, buying kinky and fish together became our hallmark. In fact, I saw a father in you because you were the exact replica of my dad. You also confirmed that when you met my dad the first time, you knew you had a partner for life. I had no doubt you would be a loving and perfect father to our children. You were truly God sent. Your commitment and love were such that you proposed we got married on my birthday, and we have always had a double celebration on my birthdays, which I was looking forward to this year also. When we started having children, you were nothing short of a wonderful father. You were a great source of hope to me and the children. Despite your busy schedule as a medical doctor and later in your political roles, you either bathe the children every morning or dress them up whilst I bathe them. You were their favorite teacher because you knew all their syllables back to back. You always had a straight timetable for their private studies, yet made room for play and adventure. You were truly a family man, a definition of a genuine person with a pure heart of gold. In our years of marriage, you always asked, Abner Retta, what will you do when I am not around? I never answered. Until today, I don't have an answer. I will, with God's help, take care of mommy and the three kids. Knowing who you are, I believe you'll be looking down on us to guide us through from the heavens. Kofi B, thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving the children. Thank you for loving my family and all who came to know you. God be with you till we meet again. Rest in power, my love. Love always from your one and only, Abner Retta.
So thank you very much. We will now move to the family of Flying Officer Menem Chum Ampedu, family tribute from Flying Officer Menem Chum Ampedu. After that, we'll have that of Sergeant Ado Mensah Ernest.
By family of Menem Chum Ampedu. Today we gather to celebrate the life of an extraordinary individual, our beloved son, Menem Chum Ampedu, fondly known as Patsy. Your life may have been brief, but its impact on your family and loved ones will be felt for years to come. Your name, meaning comforter, was a prophecy of the solace and warmth you brought to those around you. Patsy, your presence was a gift to all who knew you. Your gentle nature, politeness, and kindness left an indelible mark on the hearts of everyone you met. As a brother, you were a rock to your younger sister, providing support, protection, and strength whenever she needed it. Your role as an armor bearer to your father during his ministry was a testament to your dedication to serving the Lord and your passion for spreading love and kindness. Your cousins, school friends, and everyone who crossed your path adored you for your kind-hearted nature and generosity. Though you are no longer with us physically, your spirit lives on in the memories and love that will endure forever. Your mom will particularly miss your reassuring presence and loving care. As we bid you farewell, Patsy, we take comfort in knowing that you are now in the bosom of your Maker, basking in eternal joy and peace. We hold on to the hope of a joyful reunion on the resurrection day, when we will once again be united with you. Until then, your legacy will live on through the countless lives you touched. Damrifa Due, dear Patsy, may your soul rest in peace, knowing that you made a difference in the lives of many. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now take the family tribute from Sergeant Ado Mensah Ernest.
Your wife should come.
Please, it is family tribute, family tribute. The tribute of the wife and children will be read during the service. Family tribute from Sergeant Adumensa Ernest. Thank you. Tribute from the family of Sergeant Ernest Adumensa. It is often said that the hour of death cannot be foretold. Though we acknowledge this truth, we tend to believe such a moment lies far away in time. Never did we imagine that we would gather here today to remember and mourn Sergeant Ernest Adumensa, whose earthly remains lie before us, having fallen in the line of duty while serving our beloved Mother Ghana. Born on 5th July 1988 in Accra to the late ex-WO1 Emmanuel Mensa Ashiakwe and the late Victoria Ablan Moki, Ernest hailed from La Abafum Quarter in the Greater Accra region and Ehi in the K2 North District of the Volta region. After the loss of his parents, Reverend Chief Superintendent Stella Amakacho Anku lovingly assumed a motherly role, nurturing and guiding him through life. From an early age, Ernest carried a quiet strength, humility, and a heart devoted to faith, family, and service, a legacy that will remain constant throughout his years. He began his education at La Emmaus Presbyterian Primary A and B School and continued at La Enobatu Junior High School from 2001 to 2004. He later pursued studies at Emmett Electronic Institute from 2004 to 2007, where his interest in technical and mechanical work first blossomed. Friends and teachers recall a young man who embodied honesty, respect, and kindness, who listened intently, spoke thoughtfully, and readily offered help to others. Ernest was a man who treasured relationships. His marriage to Miss Mercy Amwa on 5th July 2025 was a joyous celebration of love witnessed by family and friends. Though their union was heartbreakingly short, it was built on deep affection, mutual respect, and shared hopes for the future. A devoted Christian, Ernest was baptized and confirmed in the Evangelical Presbyterian Church, South La Estate, and later worshipped at the Presby Methodist Church in Takrady. His life was anchored in an unwavering faith in Christ Jesus, and his greatest desire was for his loved ones to come to a saving knowledge of the Lord. He lived with eternity in view, carrying himself with humility and discipline as a true servant of God. In his community, Ernest was a source of warmth, generosity, and encouragement. His ready smile, kind words, and genuine concern for others made him a cherished figure among neighbors and friends. He was the person people turned to in times of need, and he's always willing to lend a hand, often going out of his way to help without expecting anything in return. Although Ernest dedicated 14 years of his life to the Ghana Armed Forces and served with skill and professionalism, his true legacy lies in the lives he touched beyond the uniform. He lived a life of warmth, kindness, and genuine engagement with people from all walks of life. His ever-present smile warmed hearts, and his kind words and concern for others made him a cherished figure in his neighborhood and beyond. He never hesitated to help those in distress, often going out of his way to assist anyone in need. His generosity of spirit and compassionate nature were a gift to all who knew him. His love for God, devotion to family, and compassion for humanity remain the hallmarks of his life. Rest in peace, faithful servant. Your work on earth is done. Your crown awaits in glory. Amen. Thank you very much. We'll now invite the Tema Youth Choir to give us some songs.
forbids me to faint. He'll leave me at last in trouble to sink.
Tribute from the family of Honorable Dr. Ibrahim Murtala Mohammed. A family rep will give us a tribute. Thank you. After the tribute, the band will give us musical interlude. Tribute to Honorable Dr. Alhaji Murtala Mohammed by family. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. God is great, God is great, God is great. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds. Inna lillahi wa inna ilahi raji'un. To Allah we belong, and to Him is our return. You can't bring to the table in one tribute all there needs to be for a brother like that, and a loving father like Honorable Alhaji Murtala Mohammed. As a family, we can only try the best way we know how in dealing with grief, and that is prayers. As a family, we are broken, and for some of us, that grief will linger on forever. While we grieve, we pray, and while we pray, we immortalize his presence in our hearts. Because that is the only way we can appreciate and pay back the immense love he showed us. From now on, that's how we manifest our love and loyalty to him. As a family, we have to be strong. And we should be, because there is no other way. And we are patient, for there is no other choice. Allah's ways are not our ways. Whilst we love him, Allah loves him more. So he gave him a good demise, however horrified we feel about it. Therefore, as a family with a history soaked in deep Islamic faith, we are consoled that he died serving our country and his people, fighting a jihad in the true sense of the word, so that tomorrow will be better. At a personal level, I had this rather strange feeling that I would go before him,
Maybe it was a wish. Maybe I felt his strong character was well fitted for a world with no regard for meekness. Dr. Murtala Muhammad loved the public, so he chose to serve with passion, from teaching in the classroom to joining politics. We've heard and read the outpouring of kind words from friends and foes, and there can be no better testimony about a man than those, because these testimonies pale even the best written eulogies into insignificance. So I read a comment on Facebook yesterday. Comrade Murtala was a formidable opponent. He was well researched. So I say, let those honest, sincere testimonies ring in hearts forever. Let those prayers be a solid foundation to immortalizing him. His selflessness and commitment to service took him into politics because he felt that there was so much to do in politics, and politics was the vehicle. And so he was committed and loyal to that vehicle, the great NDC party. And thankfully, he was lucky enough to be blessed to have a family and loved ones who did not compel him to choose one over the other. My God, he gave each their due. So in bidding farewell to the hinge on which our family turned, a stalwart of the NDC party, a symbol of integrity and honesty in our politics, I present you two stanzas from a poem I recently wrote, which is called If We Cry. If we cry, we don't because his demise happened. If we cry, we do because it happened now. If we cry, it is not because Allah has fulfilled his divine decree upon his life. It is because we carry the weight of the loss in our hearts till eternity. If we cry, it is a reminder that we are human. If we cry, let that remind you of the fragility of men. If we cry, it is a testament that we are emotional beings. If we cry, that means our hearts aren't clay. And if we cry because he has left so much to do undone. And if we cry, it is because he has beaten us to the first position in the final journey of life. As we live here, let us be guided by the forgiving spirit, his integrity and incorruptible nature. After all, those two virtues are in short supply in our politics today, and it is the hope of our family that rather than bury him with those virtues, we will honor his memory by upholding him. So let's always pray for Mualim, Dr. Murtala Muhammad. He would have done that for anyone on a day like this, at a time like this. We believe without doubt that he's smiling at us right now. Rest in peace, bro.
Thank you very much. The National Chief Imam will sum up the Quranic recitals with a prayer. Thank you.
Excellencies, mourners, friends and sympathizers, ahead of the arrival of the National Chief Imam, the whole of the entirety of the whole Quran has been recited. The appended prayer, which sums up the prayer, is what the Chief Imam is going to render at the moment. So we just go to the National Chief Imam for that to be done.
As-salatu ala al-Nabihi al-Kareem.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم آمين آمين سورة البقرة مدنية وهي 286 آية بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب في هدى للمتقين والذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقهم والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ مولانا رسوله المصطفى الصادق الأمين وهو أصدق القائلين والمصدقين ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين وبه مؤمنون ومصدقون ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ورضي الله عن ساداتنا أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وطلحة والزبير وسعد وسعيد وعبد الرحمن بن عوف وأبي عبيدة بن جراح وحمزة والعباس وجعفر وعقيل والحسن وحسين وفاطمة وخديجة وعائشة وأن سائر أمهات المؤمنين ورضي الله عن أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجمعين وعن التابعين وتابعين تابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعلنا يا مولانا من المحبين التابعين لهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وارزقنا تلاوة وعلاوة وعناء الليل وأطراف النهار ابتغاء مرضاتك اللهم ما قضيت به علينا من قضاء فاجعل عاقبته رشدا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا ربنا يا خالقنا ويا خالق العوالم حل بيننا وبين كل ظالم يا ربنا أنت ترى ما قد جرى فاقسم بقهار من علينا جسرا يا ربنا عجل لنا من الفرج ونجنا من ضاعة وحرج وامدد علينا من إيماك العمن سرادقا من أل في عيوننا اللهم أرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام وقنفنا في كنفك الذي لا يرام وجعلنا في جوارك الذي لا يخفر ولا يضام اللهم إنا ندرى بك في نهور الأعداء ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اغفناهم بما شئت اللهم اغفناهم بما شئت اللهم اغفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنك أعلم بأعدائنا وكفى بك وليا وكفى بك نصيرا اللهم ربنا اغفر لحينا وميتنا وكبيرنا وصغيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا وحاضرنا وغائبنا وحرنا وعبدنا وطاعينا وعاصينا اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا أجمعين وتوفنا مسلمين وأشرنا في زمرة النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين واغفنا ما أهمنا وما لم يهمنا من أمور الدنيا والدين وقف عنا عيد المعتدين ولا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين واجعلنا من عبادك المخلصين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ويا رب العالمين الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين آمين.
Arriving now is Her Excellency Professor Jane Nana Opokuagyeman, the Vice President of the Republic of Ghana. Ma'am, you are welcome. While we wait for the arrival of the president, the band will give us an interlude.
Is the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. Respectfully, shall we please stand to welcome him. Thank you.